In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Most roller coasters begin with a very slow climb up a very steep rise. The cars of the roller coaster are pulled against the force of gravity slowly from ground level to a spot, in many cases, at least 100 or maybe 200 feet in the air. This is how the roller coaster begins. And then there's that moment. The roller coaster gets to the tippity top of that first gigantic hill of steel and beams, and then the chains stop pulling upward, and the coaster just seems to sit motionless and still at the crest of the rise. And that's when it happens. That's when gravity takes over. The cars of the coaster make it over the top, and at that moment, there's no going back. This little tube of sheet metal and wheels, it's committed. No brakes, no pause button, no stopping, and certainly you can't throw the coaster into reverse. The point of no return has come and gone. For Christ, this is that moment. Lazarus Saturday is the point to which Christ has been slowly rising. The clickety-clack of wheels has moved Jesus from ground level in Nazareth, to the high rise of his entrance into Jerusalem. He knows that the cross lies before him. He knows that he will face betrayal and abandonment and death. But on Lazarus Saturday, he still faces a choice. He could still get off the roller coaster and walk back down. But he doesn't. This day, Christ declares war on death by raising his friend Lazarus from the dead. This day, gravity takes over, and Christ is now committed to completing the war on death that begins when he takes back Lazarus. After today, after choosing to stand with the dead in love, Christ passes the point of no return. He chooses to accept the cross that waits for him in 6 days' time. He chooses to accept the response of hell, who now screams in fury that it has been robbed of Lazarus. This day, hell passes a death sentence on Christ. This day, Jesus is no longer free to decide how his ministry might unfold. This day, his fortune is settled. Death now seeks to swallow Christ as punishment for raising Lazarus and stealing him from Sheol. And Jesus submits. He empties himself. Holy Week is now open for us, a week of Christ's holy condescension. This week of his compassionate manifestation as God, as we sing on Holy Saturday. But it is not gravity that compels Christ to accept his fate. He is not dragged along by the plans of others, like a roller coaster dragged by forces beyond its control. Jesus is not just one more passenger and a car full of characters with no control over what happens next. Christ is compelled by one thing only. He's compelled by love. His love for Lazarus, his love for Mary and Martha, his love for the disciples, for all of his followers, his love for each man and woman and child, and for you and for me. All of those whom he has created in love. Christ challenges death this day so that he might put death to death. He raises Lazarus this day so that he might raise the fury of hell. He takes back Lazarus so that hell might seek to swallow Christ as punishment. Christ decides this day that his love for Lazarus and his love for you and for me is the point of no return. Because he loves us, He will not abandon us to death and to separation. Because he loves us, he chooses this day to accept the certainty of the cross. He chooses this day, thanks be to God, to share his life with all whom death has captured. Amen.